you're in search of a great new bottle of wine, or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stu, that's the only reason.
Oh, you glorified fry cook.
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
This evening has been so very nice.
I'll hold your hands just like I.
That is one of the greatest, most wholesome songs ever written. Anyone that has a problem with it shouldn't play it at home in their own home.
Have you noticed you're hearing it more this year than ever?
Thank goodness.
It had the adverse effect.
Yep.
And believe it or not, I ran into a snowflake last night that didn't like the song.
Thought did you it tell was, them that they're sexist. Welcome to keep their opinion to themselves and they lock themselves
this
in a
young
door
lady
and never come
it
out?
Was sexist and
well, she's wrong. Period.
Yeah, period.
You're absolutely right.
Period.
She's wrong.
And she's not going to...
Her opinion does not matter.
Either that or she's never been in love with anybody.
Yeah.
Because obviously...
Probably
the lady,
hurt by love.
Obviously, the lady wanted to stay.
I don't think anybody looked like... She really didn't appear... And I'm not judging, but she didn't appear to be somebody that most guys would hit on. So, anyway,
that
good morning, Stu.
Because she was
Charles.
A dude?
Do look like a lady.
Oh, please, anyway. Come on. It's too early in the morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sip and Chew Show.
Yep.
Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
Yeah. Mike, what's in this drink?
Agua.
Agua.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Agua. You say that to all the ladies.
I know it looks like vodka.
You said vodka.
Gin.
That's made with agua water.
Man, I got to tell you, last night, out doing the Christmas thing, after a long day at work, and trying to figure out, we got to get something to eat. We're both hangry. We got to go somewhere. What better what better captures the entire Christmas spirit than a hot bowl of pho from a Vietnamese restaurant?
Pho. Well, where'd you go to get pho at?
Pot of pho.
Pot of pho?
Far and away the best pho in the world. It was.
You think so? You
really think so? Or pho 88.
How far is it on to pho?
It's on as it's a. It's a. Not too pho. It's right down on Azalea Road. Both pho 88 and pot of pho. It's one of those. It's a coin toss as to what your personal favorite is. Mm-hmm. We ended up at pot of pho last night. It was fantastic. It is just. It is a broth. Charlie, that is unlike any broth you've ever had. It is all about the broth with pho. Now, broth. I had steak, brisket, and meatballs in mine, too, so that wasn't bad.
Yeah.
But,
boy, it sounds great.
It is great. And then you flavor it the way you want, Charlie. You get a big plate of jalapenos if you want it spicy, basil if you want it herbaceous, lots of bean sprouts, lime wedges if you want a little acidity to it, and you just temper it the way you want. So the broth you start with is fantastic. The broth you end with is uncategorical.
Well, see, that's where everything comes together in the bottom of the bowl.
Right.
And that's the honey hole or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, that's just...
Pot liquor.
What's that Italian dish I like so much? The same way.
Cipino.
La pot.
And you get your bread, and you get all that debris out of the way, and you get to the bottom of the bowl.
But with the pho, there's no bread. You pick the bowl up, and you just go...
I could do that with a cipino. I'm going to make some of that.
Except
one
for the clamshells. I will tell you, the first thing you do when making cipino is you start with an anchovy fillet in a little olive oil, and you do what's called melting the fillet. And you just kind of cook it in that oil till it completely dissolves, and then you come back in and start building your vegetables with your saute and everything. And that sets the perfect base for your cipino. It kind of pushes that seafood flavor through. Anchovy straight as an ingredient is hard for most American palates, but it is phenomenal added to something. And for those who swear they could never eat anchovy in any form,
that would be me.
If you've had Worcestershire sauce, you eat anchovy all the time. That is one of the prime flavors.
Caesar salad. Caesar salad.
Yeah, in Worcestershire sauce is anchovy.
Worcestershire?
Yep. It is one of the 23 or 27 ingredients, but it is one of the main ones.
It's too early to say Worcestershire.
Worcestershire.
Right now.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a question for you. We've got out-of-town friends that can't get together with us until Christmas Day. Will anything at all be open?
Other than
Waffle House.
Why would you want anything other than Waffle House?
Well, we'd like to get together that evening.
IHOP.
Unfortunately,
honestly, I meant to ask Pot of Pho if they were going to be open because they're 7 days a week.
Yeah.
I just wonder if anybody knows that of a restaurant that will be open maybe Christmas night, you know, after all.
There are, you know, some restaurants to do that, but I will say the owners of the restaurants, if they decide to do that, their employees should get double time and a half for Christmas Day or Thanksgiving
Day.
Or don't open.
Yeah.
It's simple as that.
Well,
it's a little Christmas bonus.
Yeah, look at there. While we're doing a show, Mike's sitting here going through his spam on his email account. Put your phone down and
I'm
the show is
doing
over.
Something.
You're a bad boy.
I'm doing.
Santa's not going to bring you anything. Why don't you go ahead and pull that on over? Let's get this out of the way here.
All right. Well, Stu brought me something, and I thought it is
a giant Tootsie Roll.
I thought it was either a fire truck.
It is not a child's fire truck, Mike. How many times do I have to tell you?
I know, but I see the disappointment on his face.
Oh, well, I think it'll turn here.
Well, who cut it open?
When I picked it up, it broke.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The present didn't break.
Right, so we go ahead and open it up?
Yeah, just go ahead and let's see what's going on. And then I'll walk you through it. Heather did all the good
while
work
while he's
on
doing that, thank you for the homemade salsa.
Yeah, I brought some homemade salsa in for Charlie and Phil.
Did you make this? Or
yeah, I made that one.
All right.
What's this? Duct tape. Let's see what this is.
What is that wrapped in?
It is not a child's
fire truck. It is a fire truck.
It is not a child's fire truck. Take a look down here.
Okay.
Okay, now he's turning
Borghini's collection 1970 from Italy. This is an antique fire truck wine decanter.
Oh, my God.
I have no idea how you would decant wine in it. That's the only hole I see. You'd have to stand it up like that or like that. So then it's just going to fall. But, don't decant anything with it.
Well, in the opening, maybe you could get one of those little push-down faucet things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
An antique Italian fire truck decanter.
Yeah, wine decanter.
That is so cool.
Yes, it is.
Well,
I've never seen that before.
Lord,
neither had I until I was clearing a shelf, and then I found it. And I went,
wow. Your dad got more stuff like this?
No.
Really?
No, really doesn't. That was just stuck on a shelf back there.
You want your shirt back?
No, I thought you might like that.
What size is it?
Oh, I'm sure it was one of my dad's. Yeah, that's a large. It's not going on
one of us.
Yeah, not unless we use
next
that
year
as a sock.
Next year to fit me.
We'll talk about it next year and see if you come.
You just watch and see.
You just watch and see.
Buddy, well, thank you, man. That's awesome. See,
I feel a training regimen coming
on. I was just teasing when I said, fire truck.
You said it felt like
that
a fire
truck. That is so cool.
Yeah.
I
cannot figure out how that's a decanter, though, when the hole is on the bottom of it.
You got to put the wine in it, too.
Well, yeah, that's
I wouldn't use it for that anyway.
Right, yeah, because there's no telling what's inside that thing.
Correct.
Yeah.
And it's got a crack right here, so that adds more character to it.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Makes it more valuable.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that it's extremely
I'm going to have to go to, what's that show that comes on PBS?
Antique Roadshow.
Antique Roadshow and see. History.
Mr. Bailey, this fire truck is a collectible. It's worth almost $17.
Woo!
Now, if you can hold on to it for another 14,000 years, then it'll be worth something.
Mm-hmm. Each year it'll appreciate.
Mike will appreciate each year.
That's right.
You know, things are.
I can tell Mike
put such values on, in my opinion, are only worth what people are willing to pay for it.
It's just like selling your house.
I've got things. I'd just rather keep it and sell it.
Yeah. Well, when I figured out what it was, that it was a wine decanter, I knew there was only one place it needed to go because it was just going to sit under our tree as a decoration.
Awesome, man. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I'll give you a hug and a kiss after the show.
Do it off, Mike.
That's okay.
Charlie looks
It's
festive.
Not that cold outside. I can go.
Charlie's looks festive with
his red shirt. We got to go to a commercial, Mike. Calm down.
Oh.
Yeah, 343-0106 if you want to call in or text.
Ding, 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 ding. Got your wine, got your wine.
Call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Somebody asked a question in here about restaurants being open on Christmas Day. I hate that happens, but...
Yeah, but that's the only time we're...
Exactly.
Know, we don't want to have to cook another meal.
But Roy just texted me, and he brought a good point. Most of the hotels, restaurants are open.
Right.
And there's some really great restaurants in Mobile.
Go to the Battle House.
Yeah. Battle House.
Okay, now, there's a thought.
Yeah. Riverview, I'm sure the Admiral. This restaurant's going to be open. So.
The new Hilton right there, I don't know if the main restaurant will be open. I'll tell you another place, Charlie.
You're talking about Eugene's Monkey Bar?
Yeah.
They may. I don't know.
I don't know about Eugene's, but so, here's something. This is out of the box completely.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Go to Spring Hill Hospital and eat at their cafeteria. It'll be open, and it's really pretty good.
Yes, it is.
There you go. Yeah. Well, you're a testament to that.
Yeah.
I would. Anything over on the Eastern Shore, because my friends are going to be hanging in
there. I think they got Thomas Hospital over there. They got a cafeteria.
Tamara's downtown, is open. They usually do.
Anybody knows, call in and help
Grand
me out.
Hotel. Grand Hotel. Yeah. So, hey, we got a caller. Let's see what Thomas wants. Good morning, Thomas. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Sip and Chew, and Charlie Moss. Charlie Moss, one day I'm going to get you to belly laugh. I haven't been able to get you to laugh yet, and I'm going to work on it.
You're entirely too serious when you call. That's the problem.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, Thomas. I'm playing with you.
You stunned me just now, Charlie. And it's not a box outside the box, guys. I'll have to explain it to you another time. But it's outside the orb. It's an orb. There's things going in and out constantly. It's in motion. It's not only rotating, but it's moving. It's an orb, all this information.
Okay.
And nothing gets caught in a corner or pushed up against the side. I can make an argument it's an orb and not a box. But anywho, this came out this week, and it's about eating. And they say that women and guys are still about 5'9", that women have gained 30 pounds heavier today than they were in the 1960s. And I'm wondering if it's the fast food, and we're not cooking right in the house.
I think you may be onto something.
All of that. What about men?
Go ahead.
What about men?
Men, about the same. they went up, I think, 8 pounds to 197. And the women average out. They dress out at about 170, 171.
Wow. Dress out. I like that term.
Yeah, the women, I'm going to invest in flower futures.
Well, I know when I look back in my high school yearbook and I see all those girls with the Buffon hairdos, I'm thinking, gosh, those girls are kind of thin.
That's got to be 18 pounds right there, those Buffon hairdos.
I'm telling you.
Those beehives.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You're going way back. That's 60.
Careful now.
Yep. Be careful.
careful. Okay, guys. Well, have a great show and a happy new year. And May all your wine be sweet.
Oh my God!
And
my
cool, God. And have a cool Yule.
Provolone. Yeah. Is that what you guys say? Provolone.
Provolone.
That's
yeah.
close. That's close. Thank you.
Yeah. Now, to, I can address.
Was he in the sauce?
The increase in weights in Americans has been dramatic over the last 30 to 40 years.
We're trying to catch the Italians?
No, their weight is not. The France is surprisingly low. They have the highest fat content in the world, but they drink a lot of red wine. The three main things that have contributed to the obesity problem in America, and it's not fast food specifically.
Mm-hmm.
It was, the very first thing was the invention of Crisco shortening.
Mm-hmm.
Which is hydrogenated oil. It's the trans fats you hear about. There is no such thing as healthy shortening. You are better off frying in lard or beef fat than you are using vegetable shortening.
I remember lard.
And the next thing was in the 1960s when this occurred. The average diameter of a plate in the prior to 1960 was 9 inches. It became trendy in the 60s to go to a 10-inch plate, and you left that whole extra inch exposed to show off a pattern.
Yeah.
But as people started going all the way to the edge of the plate.
Yeah.
And a 10-inch plate full of food is more food than any human being should eat in one time,
mm-hmm.
from a nutritional standpoint. The third thing that happened was the introduction of high-fructose corn syrup instead of sugar into the food system.
Right.
And it went untested by any scientist. It was just pushed into our system. The FDA did not test it. Jimmy Carter allowed it to enter into our food system without any scientific test done on it whatsoever. What we found out is the body can't metabolize it. Every single thing you consume with high fructose corn syrup goes directly to fat cells.
And I will add one,
the body can't
one other thing
energy.
Is people's time.
Yeah.
People don't have time
no,
to
don't
eat
take
properly.
Time. No,
they don't take,
take
time to eat properly.
Right. Michael Ruhlman, who was one of the best food writers in the world, was at a seminar, and they were addressing the whole thing of, well, in today's modern times, we don't have time to cook. And his two-word answer was bull bleep.
Mm.
And everyone stopped, and he said, we all have the same 24 hours a day in our lives. We choose what to do with those 24 hours. Working a 12-hour day is a choice.
Yeah.
You don't have to do it.
But
you choose to do it.
People are running around like crazy, and they're going to hit the fast food places and the things that are not healthy for them.
Right.
And you need to, you know, when you sit down.
And the only way that fast food can be affordable is if they use things our bodies can't use.
Yeah.
They use hydrogenated oil, and they use high fructose corn syrup, because people seem to be under this delusion that a lunch should not cost you more than $5 or $10. It should cost you $20 and up. If you are getting good food.
Right.
If it is less than that, you should not be eating what you can get for that amount of price on a regular basis.
Right.
A couple of times a month is fine. Fast food more than once a week is dangerous, period. Because of those chemicals.
Right.
And yet we're feeding our kids Happy Meals every
day.
That's what
daily.
I'm saying.
Yeah, that's child
everybody's
abuse.
On their, everybody's on their, in a hurry to be here and be there. But look.
What is this, Mike, on the table?
Look, folks.
That looks like one of those NSA bugs
everybody,
that you put in your house.
Everybody.
But it's
fine.
Different.
You all heard of Alexa.
Yeah.
All right, Alexa.
That don't look like Alexa.
I know.
It's similar.
But I went out. I thought we needed one for the show to ask, so people could type in or text in their questions, or call in and ask questions, or text me on my phone if you have my phone number, and give us some questions. And what we would do is ask Alexa. Now, here's the problem. I went shopping to try to find one.
Right.
What being Christmas, they're all sold out.
Oh.
So I got the idea to go to the flea market yesterday.
Oh, because they got good stuff at the flea market.
They got really good stuff at the flea market in Mobile. So I went out there, and it's not Alexa, but it's similar in a lot of ways, and it's called Alec. Alec. So we're going to do this segment every week, and it's going to be called Ask Alec.
Alec, huh?
So I got a few questions here, Stu.
I'm going to ask them.
First of all, you say Alexa, and then she goes,
wait a minute, don't you have to plug it into something?
Yeah, it is.
Hush. Charlie, you're destroying the prop.
Okay.
So you always say, Alexa, and then she'll say, yes. But so we're going to start off. You got to make sure it works first, okay?
Yeah, okay.
So
give it a try.
Alec?
Hey, how you doing?
What the heck?
What is Okay.
What was that?
All right. All right. All right. Here's a question.
Yeah.
That's the voice, folks. It's not Alexa. It's not that sexy.
It's Alec.
Alexa. It's Alec.
Alec.
We're going to do Ask Alec, okay?
Okay.
All right. From your memory, from your childhood memory, what is the best mac and cheese recipe that you remember your mother made from your childhood?
Oh, boy, I'm glad you asked me that, man. My mama used to make some macaroni and cheese, son. I'm telling you, it was good stuff, man. It'd fill us up, my brother Thomas and I. We loved it, my goodness. The first thing you got to do, you got to start with a roux. That's your butter and your flour, and you cook that up real nice and good. And then you're going to add some cream into that and then some cheese and a little bit of a little sour cream. That's one of my secrets.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, what do you think, Stu?
That sounds like a good recipe. I tell you.
But what do you think about the Alec?
The voice is familiar.
It does sound familiar.
Yeah, it knows how to cook, I tell you that.
Kind of sounded like Jeffy.
Well, let me ask you this question. Let's ask it this question.
Well, it's your time.
What are the best meat choices for parties? Is it best to have one meat or two meats, sir?
Oh, man, you can't have enough meat. We're on the Gulf Coast down here, son. You got your shrimps, and you got you some flounders and some oysters, and you get you up there some ham, some smoked ham. Oh, I love a good smoked ham. I tell you what we used to make down there in the market was called Lebanon. It's got it's some really good Lebanese food. And it's got lamb and all kinds of stuff in it. I like me some lamb.
Well, that's a good answer. This thing works really well, I think.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a great addition to the show.
That voice is so familiar.
It does sound familiar. Huh.
Yeah.
I don't know where that comes from.
Ask Alec.
Huh. Well, Alec?
How you doing?
Who's your favorite college football team?
Oh, go Jags.
Okay.
Hey, I think that we just
familiar.
Got that.
That does sound familiar.
Did Troy win last night? I missed the very last.
They did
last.
Win. Yeah. They did win.
Congratulations.
I hope they had a good crowd. I hope they had a good turnout. So that's awesome.
Got to go. Okay.
All right, we got to go, folks, for a break.
Yeah,
we'll be back in a minute.
Yeah,
enjoy the Christmas music.
We may or may not talk about anything.
Call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Now, baby doll, sweet pie, sugar plum, honey bun, angel face, you know you better be good. And act like true fine love you should. Be careful what you say and do. 'Cause Santa Claus is watching you. He's everywhere, he's everywhere. You better kiss me and hold me tight. And give me good loving every night.
Mike, did you write this song?
Made me blue.
Sounds like something I'd write.
One
and every Sunday morning, listen to Sip and
he's
Chew.
He's everywhere, he's everywhere.
We're in a spirited mood today.
Yeah, well, how, we come, haven't how got, come you didn't
but
bring
we have,
some spirits,
we have no spirits
in here?
And, but we haven't gotten into the spirit yet.
I brought the decanter. Where's the wine?
Don't you have something out in your truck, Shirley?
No, I'm just in a brown paper bag.
No, I don't, and quit calling me Shirley. Look, I want to do a little teaser here.
She's teasing.
After the first year,
keep it on.
We have a new sponsor after the first year.
Ooh.
But we're not going to tell who it is just yet.
Because we don't want a bunch of other sponsors trying to jump on the bandwagon.
Well, we want more sponsors, but you know, this is the person who stepped up to the plate and wants to sponsor the Sip and Chew show and wants to be a part of it, and he's excited about
business.
It.
Fine business.
And wants all those extra customers that we're going to send their way.
I hope we do.
We will.
We will. Yeah. But anyway.
Send them flocking in.
Anyway, there's a teaser, folks. Yeah. Stay tuned for more next year.
We got a call.
Hey, let's get our What did I say? More don't daddy?
Yeah. You need to go put your speaker next to the phone so they can hear the call right now, because I have to handle this one myself.
Oh, you do?
You can walk all the way over there, Mike.
Let me see here.
Wait a minute. What do you
got? Good.
Do you want
stand
me to put him on?
You can't roll in the chair the whole way, Mike. First. Yeah, go ahead and bring more daddy on. I have a feeling that this call is coming all the way from the South Pole in Grand Bay, Alabama.
Somebody's lost.
Yeah. Good morning, more daddy.
Good morning, gentlemen. How's everybody? Merry Christmas to all of you.
Merry Christmas.
We are all in the Christmas spirit this morning, that is for sure. How can we help you or be of assistance?
I have a perplexing situation.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm looking for a gift idea for a loved one, and I just found out that Jake's place in Theodore is closed. And I had stuff on layaway there.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't know Jake's place had closed.
Where does one go to get a dear brother, a dear family member, something very special for Christmas at the last minute?
Oh, man, a Rouse's gift card, that's what I would think, or something like that. Or you know what? Just tell him that you love him, and that's good enough.
He don't like to eat.
Yeah.
He likes to cook, but he don't like to eat. And he's got him a girlfriend, so he kind of focused on one thing right now. Anyway, Mike, I hope you have a great Christmas. The whole staff down there, have a Merry Christmas. And brother, I love you.
I love you,
and
too.
I look forward to seeing you tomorrow, and let's have Christmas. Everybody.
I think we will, buddy. I love you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Brother?
That was my brother, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, good grief. Mike can't do anything with technology.
Now everybody watching on Facebook has gotten
Mike,
some seasickness.
There we go. Thank
you, Michael. The picture just leaned over real quick.
We have lost our audio cord that normally puts the sound feed into the phone.
So we're
having
to be careful what we say.
So when we get a call, one of us has to go over there and put our headphones up against the phone so the people watching on Facebook Live can hear what we're talking about.
But now my headphones aren't working.
Well, you know,
well, probably
I think that's
them.
More of a mic issue than it is a headphone issue. The mic being you, by the way. Hey, yeah. Stop reading. We're on the air right now.
Well, I've got people texting me, telling me stuff. Gift ideas.
Oh, gift ideas. Oh,
I'm
okay.
Still looking for any more restaurants that are open Christmas Day for supper.
We just told you, man. Find
I know
Howard
the hospitals
Johnson.
And the hotels.
Where's the Howard Johnson's?
Hey, I'll also tell you, if you'd like to go visit our fine neighbors in Mississippi, there are two Denny's on I-10 between here and Gulfport.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That first the second exit going into Ocean Springs, there's a Denny's.
Yeah, and
right
there may
the
be, there's a Moe's Southwestern in one of the truck stops, one of the pilot stations, I think.
Hey, I bet the truck stops will have one open.
Oh, yeah, try the pilot station up in Satsuma. Y'all can hit that Arby's or get a pizza.
I tell you, another place going to be open. It's going to be the place there at Wilcox Road exit, the derailed
diner. There you go, Charlie. Right there, right on the Florida Alabama line. It is a cool place.
It's not on the line, but it's inside the line.
What highway?
It's at Wilcox Road exit, Highway 64.
Oh, the train station restaurant.
Yeah, it looks like a train bashed into, slammed into the wall. It's a cool place.
It is a very cool place.
Yeah.
It really is.
You eat in the caboose.
It is the pinnacle of truck stop cuisine.
I just don't see how Bucky's is going to buck off the...
Have you been into Bucky's?
No, I will soon, but...
They have a beef jerky section.
Okay.
Not a shelf with beef jerky on it. Aisles and aisles of beef jerky.
Really?
Yes. They have more beef jerky than most convenience stores have everything.
Yeah.
Hey, I could eat at Bebo's if they're open.
But I don't know. To me, the Oasis and Derail Diner, it's like a tourist attraction.
It is. It is very
cool. As cool as it can be.
Yeah, I enjoy going down that. Good burger.
I've eaten breakfast at 1 o'clock in the morning.
And you could buy yourself a saddle if you were into that kind of stuff.
I have been there many times to buy cowboy hats.
The bar.
It's a good place to buy a cowboy hat at 11 o'clock at night.
The counter has got a John Deere tractor seat, or you can sit on a saddle, or you can sit in a barber chair. I mean, it's so cool.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Seriously, Charlie, I think you would. It's very nostalgic from the 50s kind of look, that kind of diner.
You're talking about at Wilcox Exit?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been there before.
Yeah, the booth. They have a booth that is the bed of a pickup truck. Mm-hmm. Another one looks like you're sitting inside a 1957 Chevy Bel Air.
Don't get no better than that.
Yeah. So, yeah, that pack them out. I'm sure they'd love
great.
It.
It's
yeah.
great. Great place. Hmm.
I think you just solved my problem, Mike. I mean, Stu. Thank yeah. you.
Oh, where you going to eat at?
Well, we're going to get together with friends Christmas
and
that
in
evening.
Your own neighborhood, Charlie, the pilot station there by the
Exit 13.
By the now abandoned Mobile Greyhound Park
mm-hmm.
has a 24-hour Wendy's.
Has the Greyhound Park totally shut down?
I don't know that anything.
I heard a commercial for it the other day.
Want to buy a Greyhound Park?
Well, you can buy. You can still go in and bet on
horses and football games.
Oh, synchronized
off track
stuff.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like a whole lot of fun to me.
No, it doesn't. It sounds like it'd be a whole lot more fun to go over in Mississippi and do the exact same thing where they bring you free drinks.
Well, and I think that led to the difficulty of maintaining the dog track.
Got a suggestion. You can go to casinos and eat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's true. They've been wanting to go to the boats.
And there you go.
And
they loosen the slots during holidays so that people think, oh my gosh, you really win over here, so that you'll come back later and lose your shirt.
You really think they do that?
Yeah, they adjust the odds so that the payoff is a little better during holidays.
I know. The more you, if you win. If, say,
on
say
the machines,
you, win.
You can't affect a card game or craps or anything like that, but the machines where you just throw in money and push a button or pull a handle, they can alter those odds.
And if you do it enough, they'll even comp you a room, maybe.
Well, mm-hmm. I know somebody won big. And,
or lose
and,
enough,
and
they'll comp you.
They gave her a bunch of rooms for almost 2 months. that way, you're better your chances of getting their money back.
Yeah.
So.
I want to say congratulations to the gentleman in Cantonment, Florida, who won $2 million, hit all the numbers except the Powerball number.
Need a personal chef?
And I want him to, yeah. personal chef is available, beverage attendant, and I just want
mixologist.
You
mixologist.
Mixologist, yeah. And I just want him to email me the directions to his house.
Christmas dinner?
Yeah, we're coming to your place for dinner. But imagine that. You
what,
know,
what is the beer equivalent of sommelier again? We just met one.
Just sommelier? Yeah.
Oh, God.
What is that?
The sommelier is a certified wine expert. Mike could probably explain it better than I can.
So it's not somebody from Somalia?
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
That would be a pirate.
You're right.
That's hilarious.
We crack ourselves up, don't we?
We do that. We do that. You know, there's so much. There's so much
paperwork,
misinformation about being a sommelier, and there are places that you could go online and become one. I mean, to me, that's not. If you're not actually going to a regional class like in Atlanta or New Orleans to earn your sommelier, because yeah. actually I use your taste buds. You
well,
know,
what is it?
And nose. It's just a glorified wine expert.
Okay,
you know?
A sommelier.
Yeah, a sommelier.
Yeah. Sommelier.
I think my 32 years in
is
a wine
is that a
business,
southern pronunciation of
no,
a French word?
It's French. It's French. Yeah. You stupid Americans, it's French.
Take a bath, man. Take a bath.
Shave your armpits.
Yeah. Learn to stand up to Germany.
Shave your legs.
Won't stand up to Germany.
Hey, look, I'm partial to France, okay?
Yeah. I am, too. And for people, and I haven't been there, you have, mm-hmm. but from what I understand, there's two Frances.
There is.
There's Paris, and then there's the rest of the country.
Yeah.
And they are nothing alike, except they share a common language.
The town,
you think
the town of Bordeaux can be.
Yeah,
you think the rest of the country is a little more hospitable?
And I'm going to tell you, Bordeaux, the city, it's huge.
Yeah.
It's like Paris.
But I have heard, and you have experienced,
you
that
get out
outside of Paris,
you get out
the French are very friendly.
You get out to the mm-hmm. countryside,
yeah,
they love us.
Yeah, very hospitable.
They love us.
Right.
They really do.
I just hate to go to a restaurant where I have to point at menu items because I have no idea what they're saying.
Hey, guess what?
They have a different word for
if
everything.
If it's legal for them to sell, it cannot hurt you. So just order it and eat it.
Yeah, well, I do that sometimes, except for sushi. Sorry.
I don't go to France for sushi.
I don't even want to try it.
I do for foie gras.
I will tell you this, Charlie. There are rolls that you would thoroughly enjoy. They are not raw at all. They are batter dipped and deep fried, my man.
I've had some of those.
Yeah.
Tempura.
It's more American sushi, but
this means we got a break.
Oh, okay.
I was wondering what this meant.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
You better watch out. You better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why.
Why?
Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, checking it twice, gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town.
As a musical genre, country music does really good versions of Christmas music.
They certainly do.
With the exception of one song.
Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer?
No, that is a country song.
I know.
The Christmas song, Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire.
Yeah.
That is a jazz tune.
Yeah.
It is.
And it does not sound good any other way. I don't know if it was Alan Jackson or who, but somebody did a country version, and it is one of the most horrid things I've ever heard.
They're not
that good. And it does not... Play Baby It's Cold Outside all you want. Do not play a country version of a jazz song. It's terrible.
And I'll tell you another song don't play. Stevie Nicks doing Silent Night. Sounds like Katherine Hepburn with Parkinson's disease. That's how bad it sounds.
Yeah. Now it there is one
Boy, that's a concept.
Now there is a single Christmas song that I dislike every single version ever made and despise it.
What's that?
Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. I hate that song. Have hated it since I was a kid. Every time I hear it, it makes me want to turn off TV. About, I don't care who does it.
How about Daryl Hall and John Oates' Jingle Bell Rock?
That's cool.
Jingle Bell. Anyway,
but
I got trivia for you. I don't know the guy's name, but he. Every year.
So you
White
you're,
Christmas.
You're not giving me trivia. You're asking me the answer.
I'm going to see if you know this.
Okay.
Because I don't know the guy's name.
Mm-hmm.
And he has ties to Alabama.
Okay.
Okay. The state.
Mm-hmm.
Not the team. Okay.
Or the singing group.
Bing Crosby's White Christmas has always been the number one rated ranked in the charts every year until 1983, and it got dethroned. What's the name of the song?
Oh, would that be like the Live Aid stuff, Bob Geldof? We Are the World?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
No. Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer in 1983, knocked off Bing Crosby's White Christmas. It's the number one all-time played song, and it was an Auburn graduate who wrote it and recorded it.
Yeah, I was making the comment last night when I heard it on satellite radio that when they recorded that, I'm sure they never thought it would become a mammoth hit. You know, it was kind of a, let's throw this fun song together, you know. But there was a lot of folks that I know, are you listening, Cantonment, that they could really relate to that.
And what's funny...
Grandma had to walk to their house.
And what's funny, Morgan & Morgan has a billboard right here in front of the Brick and Spoon, and they're all dressed up like Santa Claus, and it says... Did your grandma get run over by a reindeer?
Call
us. You know, it does. There's a billboard right there.
1-800 want a lawyer.
Yeah. Oh Lord,
don't choke, Mike. We got 6 minutes of. Oh, let me step up. Now, how am I supposed to handle this? I have to put the earphone up to the phone so people can hear Legendary John from Fish River, but then I'm not going to be able to hear.
What do you say?
I won't either.
Yeah, you will. You're
I don't know
right
what
there.
Happened to the wire.
I can't hear.
There's
can't
wires
hear.
All over this place except the
you can't
one
hear
we need.
People.
It, with my fear phones on, I can.
I know.
Oh, okay.
You frustrate me. Bring on John.
There's somebody on the phone.
It's John from Fish River.
You want to put him on? Or
well,
not?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. We could just let him sit there. Morning, John. Merry Christmas.
Morning. Merry Christmas to all of you. Just want to know what you guys are going to have for Christmas. Let's talk about some food. Good food.
Okay. Well, let's see. We're two parties behind us already.
Two?
Yeah. Yesterday, and I got one this afternoon, and then one tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, you ought to be over here, Charlie. We have them every day.
Well, I know that. You're just the party capital of Fish River. Yeah, I ought to have a sign in your driveway.
Yeah, just about. Well, let me tell you what I'm doing. And I need your expertise on this, Stu.
He's listening.
How does ground cloves taste?
How do ground cloves taste, Stu? Now you're away from the microphone. I don't know if it'll reach that far.
Clove has a similar flavor palette to nutmeg, cinnamon, star anise. It's in kind of that family.
Well, what I'm doing is a ham with honey, brown sugar.
It'll be perfect.
And I want to grind up some cloves.
Rather than grind it up, push the studs directly into the ham about an inch apart and do like a pattern with it.
Did you get push the studs into the ham?
Yeah, I've done that many times. I was just looking for something different.
Yeah. Well, you can grind it up if you want, but...
But then you have to smear it on,
well, yeah,
you?
I think he's going to do a rub anyway. So
yeah,
I would add it to a rub if you want to. I think it would be just fine.
Yeah. And I'm doing an injected turducken, too. I have one made for me. You wouldn't believe where it came from. I can't tell you, but it turned out to be something.
Well, I'm glad it turned out to be something.
So are you serving dinner on...
You wasted your money.
Are you serving dinner on Christmas Day night? We're looking for a place to come eat.
Christmas afternoon, about 2, 1, 2, whenever it's ready.
Yeah.
That's the way I try to do it. Just... I say, what time you want me to be there? Just whenever it's ready.
Before the wine runs out.
Yeah, yeah.
Hmm.
Well, I certainly hope all of you have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
You
really
too, John. You're really a big part of this show.
Thank you, John. Merry Christmas to you,
man. Merry Christmas now.
All righty, man. You know, we
can see what you did there.
We joke a lot.
I try not to.
We joke a lot and kid a lot about you know, especially with me, about drinking and driving, you know, getting in the sauce, the spirit, and whatever.
You're right.
But we want to be serious. And folks, don't take any risks. You got to
take
Uber,
an Uber.
Lyft.
Don't take a risk. Take an Uber.
Don't
take
let your wife drink. Let her drive. I'm going to be popular about that.
We had a question that I noticed on the Facebook Live from my friend Nancy over in Gulfport. She asked a very good question. Why is it so much easier to eat crappy food than food that is good for you?
Mm-hmm.
And that is because crappy food is made with stuff you shouldn't be putting in your body.
Exactly.
That doesn't cost anything.
Plus, it's quick and available everywhere.
Right. It is cheap because it's not real food.
And thank God there's some restaurants coming around now that are offering better, healthier choices.
Right.
And Stu, I want to tell you also, you have affected one thing in my diet.
Uh-oh.
And that is that I rarely eat Kraft singles on my sandwiches anymore.
You know, there's nothing wrong with Kraft singles,
but it's not
unless
cheese.
You want it to taste like cheese.
Yeah.
To me, it's thick mayonnaise.
It's not going to hurt me. It's just not cheese.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's not terrible for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's fat and all that. It's not horrendous like some of the other things. It's just, it's also just not cheese. And you will notice, it never says American cheese. It says cheese food product.
Yeah, they have some kind of law that says you can't put cheese on the label unless it's cheese somewhere in it.
Yeah, but like Kraft Singles, it's still made with milk. It's a dairy product.
Right,
it's just not cheese.
Well, folks, Merry Christmas. Get out there. Spend time with your family.
Love them.
Love your family. You never know. I'm an example. You never know what's going to happen in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been to several funerals in the last week or two.
Yeah, same here.
And I just can't believe it. And spend time and love them while they're here.
And if you're eating out today, double your tip.
Hey, that's a great idea.
I did that on the way in at Waffle House.
I've been doing that this week. I've been upping it up, stepping it up with a tipping. Yep. Stu, Merry Christmas, man.
Merry Christmas. And provolone to everybody.
Oh, wait a minute.
All a good provolone.
I started that song too soon.
Oh, good. Let's keep talking.
Yeah, so. Please do about another 15 seconds or so.
But no, we're serious, folks.
Real quick, yeah. Made my reservations yesterday. Southwind Kitchen, Jeremiah's Place.
Cool.
New Year's Eve.
Good for
Have you
man.
Seen the menu for New Year's Eve?
I saw it.
Oh, my gosh. 65 a person, well worth it.
Bye, guys.
Provolone.
Bye, Charlie.
Merry Christmas.
Bye, Phil.
Ho, ho, ho.